It's a busy time on Community Connection. We're already into the month of November. Is this incredible or what? It's going to be Christmas before you know it. Oh, yes, he did say that right before the month of December. Bill Davis, your host here on Community Connection, welcoming back my good friend Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. She's been there since 2005, and they specialize in Medicare and individual health insurance plans. You got nothing to do right now, right? You're not busy right now, right?
Not at all.
What are we in the middle of right now?
We are in what they call Bill AEP, okay. Also referred to as the Medicare Annual Election Period. Mm-hmm. And any Medicare enrollee has a chance to enroll into, change, or terminate their current Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan. Hmm. This is the time they can review their current coverage and decide if they want to make changes that will go into effect on January 1st.
I know it's Saturday, but how did you even find the time to come in here today? Because I know your phone's ringing, you know, all the time. Eventually, this will be over. Everybody, like they say on the NFL draft, they're on the clock, right?
They're on the clock.
How long does this AEP thing go on?
Great. Okay, so it runs from October 15th mm-hmm. to December 7th. Okay. And any changes that you make during this time become effective January 1st. Not everyone will want to make a change, but if you need to make a change, this is your opportunity to do so. Doing a yearly review allows those folks to make sure their providers still accept their plan and their medications and other needs will still be covered going into 2023.
Okay. Well, do people need to look at their plans? How do they know if they're still going to work for them next year?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. Yeah. So by now, beneficiaries should have received an annual notice of changes from their insurance carrier that details their plan changes for next year. Mm-hmm. So this will outline premium changes, copay changes, etc. The notification of changes will not tell them if their doctor still takes their plan or if their drug copays will change or if their drugs are even covered. I highly recommend listeners do an annual review to be sure they are on the right plan for next year. If they don't already have an agent to assist them, then Vibrant USA agents are available to review all the plan options available and help them make a change if necessary.
Yeah, it seems like it might be kind of an arduous task for somebody to figure all this out. You said that the changes apply to the standalone Part D drug plans as well as Medicare Advantage plans, right? Did I hear that right?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, the annual election period is also the time for anyone with a Part D drug plan to make changes, just a standalone like what you have. Join a plan, drop a plan for January if they want to. And remember, December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day, is the deadline to make these changes. If you do not submit an application by December 7th, whatever Part D standalone drug plan you have will automatically carry over to 2023, and that will be your plan for next year.
Now, obviously, if you're decently smart person and you can figure all this out, or if you're like me and you've got a wife who was in the my lovely wife Lisa, who was in the insurance industry
right.
for a long time and was able to advise me on this, I can guarantee you if I had been looking through all this, I would say, what do I do? You know, what do I do here? It sounds like everyone who's like me ought to be reviewing their options, but not trying to review them themselves. Review them with somebody who knows what they're talking about, right?
It's extremely confusing. There are so many choices out there this year. I just can't say it enough. I highly encourage anyone with drug coverage, either through a standalone drug plan, like if you're on a supplement, or if you bundle it, like with a Medicare Advantage, review your plans for 2023, because they can change. Mm-hmm. If needed, to a plan with the lowest, you want to just change if needed, because the cost can change on your medications. And mm-hmm. we find that happens a lot. And people don't realize it until after the new year and they can't make any changes. Mm. Part D drug plans do not cover medications equally. So doing a review will ensure you're enjoying the most savings you can from your plan.
So if you're on Medicare, you mm-hmm. got to make your changes next month by Pearl Harbor Day, yep. December 7th. If you're not on Medicare yet, you got an individual plan. When do they get to make those changes if they want to? Mm-hmm.
Right. Great question. So the 2023 plan information for individual plans became available November 1st. Folks should have received by now notification about any changes happening to their plans. Mm-hmm. Folks should carefully review their options to be sure they are on the right plan for themselves and their families. Listeners can enroll into, change, or cancel their individual plans between November 1st and December 15th for a January 1st effective date. If they miss the December 15th deadline, then they still have an opportunity to change their plans before January 15th. Mm-hmm. But the effective date would change to February 1st.
I mentioned this earlier about reviewing your options, reviewing your plans. Now, if you're a smart enough person, unlike me, you want to do that yourself. But if you need somebody who, you know, can help you out in the right direction, all that, what's the best way for folks to review their plans?
Well, you know, when it comes to the individual plans, most of the plans are available through the Washington Health Plan Finder. Mm-hmm. So if you already have an account, you can log in and shop for plans, and the Washington Health Plan Finder may require you update your account information in order to continue with your insurance for 2023. So be sure you update this information, because they can cancel your insurance plan if you're on an individual plan with the Washington Health Plan Finder for January 1st if your information is not updated.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's go over that again.
Okay.
If you have not updated your info,
yeah,
they can cancel you.
Yeah, so some people don't. There's a box that needs to be checked saying, yes, you can check my tax returns. Uh-huh. And a lot of people don't like to check that box. And
right.
If you don't, you have to every year go in and update your information. And if you don't, they will cancel you for January 1st.
Okay.
So just a heads up on that. So people need to check and get log in and check their account. And if they don't know how or they're not comfortable, an agent can help them do that.
If you don't already have an account, what should they do? What do you recommend for them?
Yeah, I really recommend that everybody on individual coverage create one in order to see all available plans in your county. So even if you don't qualify for what we call tax subsidies based on your income, to enroll into most plans, you must have a Washington Health Plan Finder account. And this can be done at wahealthplanfinder.org. Or again, if you need assistance, give our agents a call and they will be happy to assist you.
When you said if you didn't update your information, they can cancel you, it's like a red flag.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible that they can do that. They do that to people who didn't allow them to look at their tax returns.
Right.
Anything
else our folks listening should know about?
Yeah, just a friendly reminder that the 2022 year is not over. If your plan offers extra benefits like dental and vision, those kinds of things, you have until the end of the year to use these benefits. These benefits will not roll over, so why not take advantage of them before the end of the year?
Yeah, I wonder why J.J. Walker and Joe Namath didn't tell us about that.
Yeah.
By the way, you haven't been doing a very good job of getting them off my TV, but I know you're working hard on it.
I'm trying.
I know. What's the best way for folks to contact you or start working with you?
Okay, well, we have a variety of ways to assist our listeners. We can assist in person, over the phone, or by email, and also offer one-on-one video chat appointments. Our website is also a great tool that many find useful. You can contact us at vibrantusa.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Medicare 101 seminars. Maybe you're retiring. Maybe you're new to Medicare. You're not doing those in person yet, are you?
No.
You're still doing them on the web?
We are doing it on the web. Yeah. Right. It's just we found that people really show up for them. They just seem to
easier.
Like it. Yeah. So we are still holding live webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual webinar twice a month. We offer one at 10 and one at 5:30 p.m., hoping to find a time that kind of fits in everyone's schedules. Your listeners can find more information on these webinars or talk with one of our licensed agents by calling us at 866-733-5111. That's a toll-free number. Visiting our website or find us on Facebook.
I just got a question about the webinars. You know, my wife, Lisa, she does a lot of Zoom meetings because she's doing leadership coaching, you know, and things like that. So she's got her ring light in front of her.
Yeah.
If you attend your webinar, if I'm attending the webinar, do I have to get dressed up and use my video, or can I just watch?
You can just watch. You don't have to turn your video on. It'll just have a blank box.
just checking. I didn't know if I needed to get up early and have a shower and get dressed up. All right. Thanks for coming in, Marcia. It is always a great pleasure chatting with you and learning all the stuff about Vibrant USA. When you come back next month, you'll be towards the end of, if not ending, the open enrollment period, right?
Yeah, but I think that people will be interested to know there still might be another opportunity to make a change, which we'll talk about.
Can we chat about that next time?
Yeah,
okay.
Love it.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, here on Community Connection.